about what we do, but about how we do it. And just to realize how powerful it can be to involve our partners from the design stages of a project, and how, you know, the ultimate audience, you know, in parentheses of our services, could also participate and be empowered through the development of the materials and even in the choice of methods.
We didn't just go there as experts disseminating information to non-experts. It was sharing of information. The training itself was very interactive. We were giving them information and learning from them as well, based on their training and experience and life, you know, whatever they have experienced in their work or in their life. And many of those participants were immigrants themselves, so they could relate to the immigrant experience.
Studies have consistently shown that the health of a newly arrived immigrant is typically better than that of the average Canadian. But over the course of just a few years, immigrants' physical and mental well-being fall below the average, and for some, the drop is precipitous. This phenomenon has been dubbed the healthy immigrant effect, and it's of special concern to community agencies in Canada's large urban centers, where most newcomers settle. Since 2009, Ottawa Public Health has brought together representatives from frontline agencies to improve the delivery of public health information to newcomers who aren't proficient in either official language. The Health Skills Health Smart Project grew out of the health unit's participation in the Ottawa Local Immigration Partnership. Marcella Tapia, a program development officer at Ottawa Public Health, describes what the project has achieved so far.
Up to now, a total of 176 managers and frontline workers from settlement and other community agencies have been actively involved in HSHS at different levels. Altogether, 131 frontline workers from 9 settlement agencies, 5 community health centers, and 6 community resource centers have been trained so far. This number includes the partner staff who participated in the program development sessions.
From the start, the Health Skills Health Smart team acknowledged that they might not know which public health messages were most important to new Canadians or how best to convey those messages. So they invited representatives from settlement and community agencies to work with them on designing the curriculum and a new set of teaching tools. As part of its commitment to an inclusive, egalitarian approach, the training sessions themselves were conducted using a participatory learning model, in which trainees are seen as partners. Marcella Tapia says that the primary goal of the training sessions was to focus on the difficulties experienced by newcomers to Canada.
Using an experiential learning method, participants in the training sessions were presented with scenarios based on real-life situations to elicit conversations about health needs of newcomers and ways of addressing key health issues with them.
Based on suggestions from settlement workers and community agency staff, the team created resources relating to a range of subjects, such as the importance of physical activity, healthy eating, stopping the spread of germs, drowning prevention, and dental health. Participants in the training have put those materials to use in unexpected ways.
We found out also that some of the partners were using the materials in a very creative way. They would not just use it in their, you know, face-to-face interactions with clients, but sometimes leave the manual or the binder on the waiting room so that they can go, the clients could just take a look at them, and the clients would go up to them and ask them to photocopy fact sheets that they were interested in.
The Health Skills Health Smart training program has earned rave reviews from participants, and it's been extended beyond its original end date. Ottawa Public Health also plans to post the program materials online, so it'll be more widely available and easier to update over time. Godwin Ifedi is the project lead and a Healthy Living Project Officer with Ottawa Public Health.
I remember a number of comments that they made was that all frontline workers should take this training, which is really, really very inspiring. You know, it sort of makes it worth our while that we've gone to this, you know, invested so much resources and so much effort and so much energy, and that the response has been very positive.
The results were very, very positive to such an extent that we are planning to continue the training program. We was supposed to finish actually after in 2012 and with these last sessions because that was part of the agreement with OLIP. But it has been decided that it would be good to expand it even to service providers in the public sector.
Built into the training program is the notion of the frontline worker as a conduit, connecting newcomers to important information and appropriate service providers. Participants in the workshops are coached to pay close attention to what is being said, and the training emphasizes the benefits of coordinating services among agencies and across sectors.
Sometimes settlement workers, they are so focused and busy with immediate and the most urgent problems of newcomers that they were not used to identify in their clients specific health problems that they may have. And I think that the training really helped them in that sense. While they are talking with their clients, they are also thinking about the underlying health issues that they are mentioning. A person may have a housing problem, and the most immediate referral that people may think of, if it's in terms of finding a place, could be housing services. But now they're also thinking about how about the children, who have they been immunized or not? Do they know that this is compulsory in Canada? Are their children using seat belts in the cars? Do they have access to car seats? How can we facilitate access to those things? So I think that even the conversation with frontline workers has initiated this type of dialogue between immigration services and public health. And also, you know, in view of serving clients in a more holistic and integrated way.
Figuring out what newcomers need and connecting them to the appropriate services can be a tough and time-consuming task. With budget cutbacks and reduced staffing, the growing need for this kind of assistance can overwhelm the system's capacity. The Health Skills Health Smart program seeks to ease the strain by facilitating communications with non-English or French-speaking newcomers. Service gaps remain, and Marcella Tapia and her colleagues are looking at ways to eliminate systemic inequities facing immigrants, such as the 3-month waiting period for coverage to begin under the Ontario Health Insurance Plan. And that's the kind of problem that will call for policy change. After all, if services aren't available, it won't make much difference to do a better job of explaining that to newcomers. If Ottawa Public Health has its way, perhaps the signs at the border that say, "Welcome to Canada," won't need to include this message: "Warning, choosing to live here may be hazardous to your health."